Leaving your grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY, explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Is it savage or sensible to feed non-vegan food to your kid's vegan friend because the kid requested it? This is from a story in the feed that you brought up, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Who's in for Breezy this morning from Reddit.
Yep.
Where this mom wanted to know if she did something wrong.
Yeah, she wanted to know if
here.
She was in the wrong here for feeding her kid's friend meatloaf. So was what she made for dinner.
Give the background on this.
So basically this woman's son had a friend stay over for dinner, and the friend's parents asked that the kid be fed only vegan friendly food.
Sure.
So as she was preparing the meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and butter,
yeah,
which neither are vegan. I'm not sure if you're aware, meatloaf is not.
I mean, look, even if you're not aware of like what the difference is between like vegetarian and vegan, it's probably safe to bet that meatloaf isn't going to qualify.
Yeah. But knowing that, so she, I guess she did try to give this kid veggies or something like that. Just stick real, be simple, right?
Sure. Of course.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
But the kid requested the meatloaf. This her son's friend, who's on a strictly vegan diet, wanted to try the meatloaf. So I guess she gave him the meatloaf, and the child's parents basically said, "You're not hanging out with that family anymore."
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's
savagery.
Completely savage of that mom to do that.
How?
The parents requested.
Okay, listen. Like, she made meatloaf for dinner.
Yeah.
She tried to give this kid what she thought was vegan. I'm sure she doesn't have like a list of vegan friendly foods. I mean,
okay,
if you don't live that lifestyle, most people aren't aware.
So far, she's fine. She offers up the vegetables to the kid, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, are we shocked that a child says no to vegetables?
So isn't this like on your kid then? Like, maybe you should explain to your kid that he's not
13.
Allowed to have.
The kid's 13 years old.
The kid's 13. Okay, what's going to happen when you send that kid off to school, right?
Uh-huh.
You give him some lunch money, say you're getting the, I don't even know what schools have that's vegan, but that kid's going to go with the fiestada every time, Corey. He does not want the vegan lunch, and you can't control that because you're not there. So if this kid is at a friend's home and he wants the meatloaf, that's on your kid. Not those parents.
I don't think at 13 years old you can put that on that
13,
kid.
13, you're in middle
school.
So,
all right, what if the kid's like, hey, I love a beer? Will you ask for it?
Well, obviously you're not going to give a kid a beer. That's illegal. It's not legal to get a kid to give a kid meatloaf.
Well, look,
it's not illegal.
We also don't know a lot of factors in here. What was the reason for the kid being on a vegan diet? Is it allergy related? Like it could potentially be dangerous.
Well, if it's potentially dangerous, then you better make it known to those parents.
I don't know. Look, if she had fed the kid this meatloaf and she didn't know that he was vegan, I'm of course giving her a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the parents specifically asked her, like,
okay,
hey,
all right,
vegan friendly.
Listen.
And look, the internet exists. If you don't know what vegan means, you can do a quick Google search.
I know some, quote, vegans, Corey. And let's just say I've seen them eat some cheese. They've eaten cheese. They break away from it occasionally.
But
so maybe this mother thought, oh, well, maybe sometimes he's allowed to have other food.
And look, as a dad, unless that the parents tell you exactly what they want for their kid, don't make assumptions. It's not your kid. It's just,
so you're going to cook another dinner for your child?
No, you know what?
For this other kid?
If he doesn't want the vegetables, guess what, dude? You don't eat.
That doesn't sound bad.
You don't, that's what it is. This is the option.
No meatloaf for you, kid. You go sit in the corner. You're not eating with us.
No, he has.
Send him home then.
He's got
it. Might as well send him home.
Sure, absolutely. Sending him home would have been a better move than to feed him meat.
So you think that those parents would be cool if you call him up and be like, you got to come get your kid right now. He's not eating anything.
Well, here's the thing. Your kid's going to either come home or starve. Like, you get to choose. Or get him on, or I don't know, get the parents on the phone to explain to the kid.
I think,
like,
either way, these parents are making it very difficult for their child to make friends.
I don't disagree with you on that point. That is very true. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, you've got to respect what the parents want for their kid. You can't take it upon yourself.
Well,
to,
at 13, you better set that kid straight.
Well, you know, there's that. Where do you stand on this? Savage or sensible that this mom fed a child who is non-vegan, or at least his parents are trying to make him non-vegan, meat. Literally, meatloaf.
That was what was for dinner in their household. I didn't get to choose.
It is because the kid requested it. Yes, exactly. You don't get to choose with the vegetables. Like, that's what was offered to you. That's what you have to have.
You give the kid one option.
Well, I don't know. All right, we're at odds here. You can help settle this. Looking on the Eclipse XY Safe text line at 69822, some conspiracy theories being thrown around. Mm-hmm. What if the parents are forcing the child to be vegan and he doesn't want to be vegan? And that's why he asked to eat the meatloaf.
Of course they're forcing him to be vegan. Yeah. No kid grows up thinking, you know what? I don't want to eat cheese.
Right, sure. Yes, of course. Kids hate cheese.
But like, not anything against vegans. I get the lifestyle, mm-hmm. but, you know, your kid's going to be curious at some point.
Some people voting Savage on this one. This person, I think it's Savage because it probably made him sick if he doesn't eat meat normally. Mm-hmm. Another person, Savage, respect people. But there's some sensible votes on your side as well.
Yeah, he's 13. Sounds like the parents want him to be vegan, but he doesn't want to be. My sister was a vegan from a young age. You ate what my mom made or had peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
No one else in my family is vegan, so she had a lot of peanut butter and jelly. These parents just sound controlling. They should have sent him with his own dinner too. Then that's what I said. If you want him to stick to this strict diet, mm-hmm. at least send him along with something. Because I'd imagine you run into this problem often.
I guess it depends the circle of friends. I mean, if they are in a similar vegan lifestyle, they probably right. obviously know. But a bunch of people want to jump in on this one. 222-9800. Megan from Batavia checking in. All right, Savage or Sensible talking about this mom that had her kids her kids vegan friend over and served the kid non-vegan food because the kid requested it.
I think it's Savage, but I mean, like you said, it depends if that child is vegan because of an allergy or not.
So if he didn't have an allergy, yeah. you'd be cool with it.
No, still not cool with it because it's what the parents want. And
okay, so send a kid over with food, right?
Sure, that would have been a good move on their part, but who knows? The parents might have thought that these other parents were capable of, you know, throwing something together. I don't know.
Like, it depends what type of parent it is. If it's a parent who I can tell is kind of, you know, I mean, I'm dairy free because my daughter has a dairy allergy.
Okay.
And when we go to family occasions, I tell people like, "Don't give her this, don't give her that." You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how would you feel if you know if she was over at a friend's house and well, she asked for this ice cream, so we gave it to her.
Well, if people give it to her, she gets really sick, so yeah. they don't understand until she's like, you know, throwing up everywhere, and even then they'll still try to feed it to her. I'm like, you don't understand. It's an allergy. It's not like I'm preferring this. Or
yeah, sure. It's a little different.
I'm not like, you know, I mean, I do believe that, you know, animals should be treated equally, you know, and we shouldn't kind of, what's it called? We shouldn't commit to, you know, the kind of murderous way it is.
Slaughter them.
I totally get the vegan lifestyle, but you know, if you're going to live by it, you got to set your kid up for it and not rely on other parents.
Megan, thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks. Bye.
Have a great one. Jessica from Rochester. All right. Savage or Sensible for this mom that fed a vegan child non-vegan food just because he wanted to try it.
I kind of lean more towards Sensible.
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay. Interesting. How so?
She's on my side.
Okay. So when I was growing up, and I had her sleep over, they got to choose what they wanted to eat for dinner. So my mom would work around their what they wanted. So
right.
The kid wanted meatloaf. He's 13. He knows obviously what he wants, and parents can't force him to be a vegan. Sorry.
I see a lot of that on the text
13.
Line right now.
He knows what he's doing.
But still,
exactly.
if the
and
parents...
Here's my question. How did the parents even find out that he had the meatloaf?
He probably was bragging about it, or he probably was very sick. I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, here's the thing. If you don't have it for a while, you might get a little
exactly,
sick.
Exactly, and I'm seeing that pop up in the text line as well. All right, well, thank you for your vote. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, Lori from Henrietta checking in for today's Savage or Sensible. Again, feeding non-vegan food to your kid's vegan friend because they requested it.
I totally put this on the vegan kid's parents.
Okay. All right. So I guess this is a sensible
vote. Those
judgy
vegans.
I think this is boiling down to people don't like vegans. I think that's why.
No, not at all. That's not the case at all. I just, as a parent, would never expect to send my kid over to a house that's not vegan and expect them to cater to my child because of our differences. I would either pack something or have a conversation with the parents. Okay, so what are you guys having for dinner? Well, my child doesn't eat that.
Right.
So let me send something over.
Okay, so you're saying that just saying, hey, my kid's vegan is not enough. You need to essentially, like, either send food or give them stricter instructions.
Right.
Okay. All right. I can certainly see that point, and maybe there's dual savagery going on here, and that's a savage move as well. But I don't think if a parent specifically tells you not to do something with their kid, and then you go and do it with their kid, then that's a problem, at least in my opinion.
I can see that point, but it should have never gotten to that, I guess.
All right. Thank you for checking in this morning. Have a great one, okay? Dawn from Rochester. Savage or sensible for this one? What do you think?
Savage. You have no idea how this child's body's going to react to that meat. After not having it or not having it for so long, this house is very, very sick. That is not okay.
Yeah, even if it's not an allergy, right? If you haven't had, if your body's not used to that, that can be a big problem.
But how would I know that, though, if I'm not a vegan?
It doesn't matter. If I tell you my child's never had milk, don't give my kid milk. You don't know why he doesn't have that. You don't know how the body's going to react to it. I've been a vegetarian most of my entire life. If I eat meat right now, it causes all kinds of problems for me.
Right.
What if the kid goes, well, sometimes my mom lets me have it.
I mean, they lie.
Like
absolutely do. But you know what? Little Timmy's going to come up to me and say, my mommy lets me have cotton candy for dinner. And I know he's lying. Like, you still, and it's a parenting choice that I have made.
Sure.
You don't get to change my parenting choices based on your parenting views. It's just, no, not that.
There it is.
So taking it, that kid's not going back over to that person's house if that's your kid.
Definitely.
I don't want that kid going back to your house if you're not going to respect my parenting views.
Well, you know, exactly. What's the next thing? He's going to be drinking and watching pornography. Yeah. That's just the next.
Oh, God. It all starts with the meatloaf.
It all starts with the meatloaf.
It's the gateway to porn.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Bye. Have a wonderful
day. Wow.
Yeah.
Meatloaf, gateway to porn.
Line of the day.
We're learning a lot this morning. Let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. Thank you for all the votes, by the way. I said sensible. I said savage. Kimmy, you said sensible.
Yeah.
The poll, 61% of the vote says sensible as well.
My house, my rules.
I'd be curious to know the percentage of that 61% that also dislikes vegans.
Yeah. Could be a majority there.
Could be fairly high.
Got a topic for Team PXY, Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.